Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is the birthday boy, David Linden.
Good morning.
How are you, David?
Just fine. I've made it this far.
We're going to go right back because our first guest is on the phone, and she is the director of the Town of North Hempstead Animal Shelter. And going through this stuff, Jenna, I read about the shelter connection, which is the other most important piece of this. One, you're taking the animals off the street to protect them. But the second part is to find them a home.
So when we seize a stray animal, we take the dog in, and we hold the dog for at least a minimum of 10 days. The first five are really in search of the owner. We hope that an owner comes forward. If they don't, we move forward with vaccinating the dog, getting the dog seen by a vet, microchipping the dog, spaying and neutering the dog. We heartworm test them. So we do everything that's really necessary medically before we start to evaluate the dog behaviorally. So once that's all taken care of, we start to evaluate the dog. We take them out. We start to bond with the dog. And then we have a wonderful, wonderful group of volunteers, as you had said, called the Shelter Connection. It's a group that the town has had a really great relationship with for, I think, close to 20 years now. They precede me. And it's just a wonderful working relationship. And what they do is they improve the quality of life for the dogs by fundraising beyond what our town might be able to provide. And you know, the cost of, microchipping a dog or, extra vet care when a dog gets hit by a car can be pretty astronomical these days. So what they do is they fundraise, and they have a Mendipaw fund where money goes to fixing these dogs that might come in requiring thousands of dollars worth of surgeries that a government shelter just might not be able to handle. So it really takes away that worry of having to make a decision on an animal when it comes in just because it was hit by a car. So they do lots of fundraising for their Mendipaw Fund. We have volunteers who come in and actually do dog handling. We have volunteers who come in and serve as adoption advisors. They basically act as a matchmaker for a family or a person who might be coming in looking to adopt a dog. They show the people around. They make the people feel very comfortable. It's a big decision when you're thinking of taking a dog home. It can be a commitment. And so people are a little hesitant sometimes walking into a shelter. It can be intimidating, lots of barking dogs. How do you make a decision when the dog's in the kennel? So the adoption advisors get to know the dog so that when they take the people around, the dogs show a little bit better. They give people information about our shelter. We, try to, again, serve as matchmakers for people who are coming in. So we have lots of volunteers who do that. We have, volunteers who basically do everything that you would expect, walking dogs. So it's really a great program.
That's tremendous. It really is. Yeah. David, you had a question?
Yes. A thought that being a volunteer at the shelter would be ideal for someone who likes dogs but doesn't want to have a dog in the house for whatever reason.
That's exactly it. We have a lot of people who have retired and they want their freedom. They don't want to have to worry about caring for a dog at home. We have people who want to travel. You have people who have spouses or children with allergies. So what they do is they come and they sort of get their dog fix here. Our volunteers are all professionally trained, like I said, as adoption advisors, dog handlers. Their fundraising efforts support shelter improvement programs. We have a beautiful shelter. I don't know if you've ever seen it. They hope to improve the quality of life by increasing adoptions through training and socializing the dogs so that when we do show them to the public, their possibility for adoption is greater.
That's great. Jenna, actually, is there a phone number? I'm just realizing you're telling this information, and David, that was a great point. Somebody wants to volunteer, doesn't want to pet at home, but enjoys being around animals. Is there a number or something that a senior could call and say, I'd like to get involved and go through some sort of a training? And
Sure, absolutely. You can call the general town number, which is the 869-6311. If you're a resident of North Hempstead, you can call 311 from your home and ask to speak to somebody at the animal shelter.
Okay.
If you're calling from a cell phone or out of town, it's a 516-869-6311 number.
Okay, and honestly, David, you made a great point there. You know, somebody likes pets, but they may be getting on in years and say, I can't take the responsibility. Maybe I don't have the money to afford even to take care of a dog properly. But I'd be more than willing to come one day a week and help out.
Yeah, just as there are people who volunteer at hospitals with little children or infants almost, they're not ready to to become a grandmother again, but they're helping and they're providing care for the child, and they're making it feels good for themselves.
Right. Taking it another step further with the 311, anybody wants to call in. Is there, I mean, I know there is, how does community outreach go about? We're getting actually, can you hold on 1 second, Jenna? Good morning.
Good morning, John, it's Jack.
Hey, Jack, we have our Nassau County Controller on the phone.
Oh!
We have David right here, Jack.
Oh, terrific. I am calling to wish a very special happy birthday to a Mr. David Linden on his 90th birthday. Happy birthday, David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. This is Jack Shimon, who is the Nassau County Controller. Actually, in another week, he'll have completed his first year. Right, Jack?
That's right.
And doing a wonderful job to boot. Doing a wonderful job to boot.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yep, it's been a phenomenal experience so far. It's certainly not easy, but having a great time doing it. And, you know, what better way to spend the day than making our county better and having fun doing so?
Now, I don't think you're going to be controller as long as David's married. David's married for 62 years.
63
wow. years.
David, congratulations. What's the secret to a long, happy marriage?
I don't know, but when I find out, I'll let you know.
See, that's the question the young guys want to know. Terrific.
Right. And my wife would love for me to get that answer as well.
Well, one answer would be, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's the one his wife wants to hear all the time.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm good at that one.
And Jack has two beautiful children, a daughter and most recently a son. So
thank you.
He's on his way.
Yes.
And hopefully he has 63 years.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's the plan.
Jack, thank you so much for the call, and we'll be in touch soon. And have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, John, and congratulations again, David.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you got it.
Now we're back with Jenna. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry about that, Jenna. As you realize, today is David's birthday. Well, tomorrow is David's birthday. David is one of our co-hosts, one of our most active co-hosts, and he's going to be 90 tomorrow.
Amazing.
And that's what North Hempstead is made of. That's why I was asking you how you got involved. This is a town that people own their job. And the one who owns it the most is Christina Liu.
Oh, yes.
Honestly, the producer who spoke with you, I mean, not only does she get great speakers, but look what she does. I mean, she has birthday parties, you name it. It's an event every week when I come here.
Yes.
But nevertheless, let's go back to community outreach.
Sure. Sure. So we do a lot of community outreach. We have a welcome wagon program whereby if we see that you have a new dog, our animal control officer will stop by, give you a packet of information. You know, as a dog owner, especially a new one, if your dog gets lost or gets out, a lot of people don't know that they have a town shelter. They don't know that their tax money goes to help the homeless animals in their community. So it's our way of letting people know, as a new dog owner, that we're here to help. We have Girl Scout programs, we have Boy Scout programs, we have done Eagle Scout projects, you know, with local residents, and these kids are just amazing, some of the things that they've done. We go to all of the local schools. We do dog bite prevention programs. We do tours of the shelter. Our Shelter Connection volunteer group goes to, you know, many of the, you know, animal fundraising events you see all over Long Island these days. You know, so we really get involved. We have a great community support. The residents of the town of North Hempstead, and you know, even volunteers who aren't residents of the town of North Hempstead, we just have great support. So, but like I said, we love to get out there. Our animal control officers love to be out there talking to residents, getting to know you. We have lots of services we can offer our residents. So it's, you know, we try to embrace the community as much as possible.
That's amazing. It really is. And again, the most important thing is, which we give out all the time anyway, 311, that number for somebody who wants to get involved from a volunteer perspective. And the most important thing is, if you have a question about getting involved, and maybe you can and maybe it's not appropriate, but you call 311. You know, Jenna would set up an interview, I'm sure, and talk to you, and then you could determine if it's something you wanted to pursue or not.
It's a, you know, we're a public building. If anybody can come down during business hours, you know, walk around if they want, see if it's something they might be interested in.
Where is it located?
I have no idea. Both of us have the same question. Where is it?
We are in Port Washington at 75 Merino Avenue. And, you know, we're here 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on Saturdays. We love having guests. We love showing people around. Like I said, our adoption advisors are here in the lobby waiting for people to walk in. They love to share their knowledge of the shelter. We're very proud of what we do here. Like I said, we have wonderful adoption programs. We have great community support. We have great senior dogs here for, you know, anybody who might be a senior themselves who are looking for wonderful companionship. You know, adult dogs sometimes, you know, I believe make the best pets. I mean, who wants to deal with a puppy these days? It's like a baby getting up in the middle of the night. You know, as cute as they are, an adult dog can settle into a home much more quickly because they're used to sharing it with humans. And those are the dogs that, you know, come in as owner surrenders. Like I said, there's a divorce, there's extenuating life circumstances, there's the passing or illness of their guardian, and nobody in the family can care for the dog. And those are the dogs that, you know, I call them move-in ready.
Okay.
They're at the shelter, they're waiting, their personality is there, what you see is what you get. With an adult dog, you don't have to worry about behavior changes, how big they're going to be. And they really, really, there's so many advantages to, especially for seniors, to bring a pet into the home if you do choose to do that. And some of our people who volunteer quickly learn that they want to take many of the dogs home.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jenna, this really, I mean, our time is up, but this was so enlightening. I mean, I'm in North Hempstead. I've lived here for whatever it is, 40 years, and wasn't even that. I knew there was a shelter. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest with you.
That there's stray dogs in their town, but we have a shelter full of them. So, you know, anybody who's looking to volunteer, adopt, or just find out a little bit more about their 10-pound shelter, I encourage you to go.
Terrific. Jenna, thank you so much.
Yes,
have a wonderful
you.
Holiday season. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.